had a silk screen set up in our house because they were both activists doing, and in the 80s, that's how you got the word out, I guess, you know? And so when Mora was in a band and they needed posters or people, DIY or DYI.
What's the second one?
Do your it. Oh. Louise Burns coined that term.
Do your it. Yeah. What's your favorite poster that you've made?
Oh my gosh.
I know.
I can't have a favorite. That's like a baby.
Maybe your favorite from the festival this year.
I think what I like, what makes it fun, is that I'm always trying something different. I think I'm the kind of person who likes a challenge. And that if I haven't tried a technique before, or I've heard there's something you could do. Like yesterday, Alex also has been making posters, which they left out. And Alex and Tyron this year have helped me make all the posters for the Smoney, and some pretty exciting things have come out. And some other people have made posters as well. But I was showing you the pressure print.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different way. Like, you're not printing, putting the ink on the, anyways, the way of kind of printing I do is different than silkscreen printing, because I'm doing relief printing. So the ink inks a solid piece of wood or lino or metal, and then that gets transferred to the paper. But with a pressure print, you put a stencil behind the piece of paper you're going to print on, and then that creates different levels of pressure in the print and can give you some really subtle, soft washes, and it's fun to do.
Yeah, the print itself was very like noisy and beautiful and like layered.
Yeah.
And we were taking a look at it. I'd made a laser print that had the same sort of mountain structure on it. You'll see it out on the streets for the Besnard Lakes Cola and Blast show. And it was nice to see, I guess, like the difference between like an analog printing technique and, I guess, lasers, digital.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
No,
yeah. I liked how that you could create similar effects, but in very different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love about the poster making part of the festival, is that it's play and creativity and connection to the music and not just advertising. So this whole time of doing this wasn't so much about only getting the word out. It's also about a celebration and a joy that we're bringing these people to this town. And so during the time that the Smoney and the lead up to the time that the Smoney happens, I definitely wanted our neighborhood and other neighborhoods to feel that joy. And one of those ways is by putting color and art on the streets, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Even in these day and times where everybody gets their information from the internet.
I don't know. I've been having a lot of people send me pictures of the posters out on the streets, and like seeing them out. And I think that's like it's more fun way of communicating what's up.
It's immediate. It's right there. It's in your face.
Yeah.
Instead of on your phone.
Which is, there's a lot of shit on your phone.
A lot
of
shit.
So it's easy to lose. I did want to ask you, I feel like, obviously we bring in a lot of like pretty awesome musicians. But have there been posters that you have like sort of struggled to connect with the music behind it, or create like a visual identity that speaks to it, and like how do you surmount that?
Well, not everything you do can be awesome always.
That's good wisdom to to move forward with.
So sometimes you just gotta try. I guess I just try. I mean, I don't know that every time there's an awesome connection. I would say most of the time there probably isn't. I don't know, but maybe there's something there in the feeling of, I definitely think I have a certain style of making that I connect with too, that I put in my own mark, that's not necessarily just driven by the music. I don't know, does that answer your question?
I think so. Like, I guess looking at it as like constant making, I guess, as opposed to like assigned making, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And yeah. that, you know, I'm not trying, it's not, I wasn't given, in a way I was given a job, but it's me giving myself the job in some ways too, right? It's me, because I'm not being paid for this work, so it's me wanting to get the word out in a way that represents the music in it, in a way that honors it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of doing it as like a graphic design job, I guess.
It definitely has more of like an art feel than a graphic design feel.
Hopefully the Canada Council will think that too.
Well, Canada Council, if you're listening.
Here's what you should think.
Yeah.
I think odds are pretty good.
Yeah.
And I think making, like, just being open, because a lot of this music is improvised too, you know? So being open to the improvisation of what you make out of paper. Like what we, when Alex and Tyron came in and I showed them the Rizograph, which is an exciting machine that I have in my studio, and we just all took pieces of paper that we had on us for collaging, and we just, in what, 15 minutes?
Yeah, about 15.
We made a poster together. Totally improvised, totally amazing.
It was pretty fun.
That's great.
Well, thank you so much for discussing posters and shows with me, Kiva. We're going to introduce the next song, which if you're going to come by Thursday, this Thursday, the 16th, at La Salarosa, we've got Hair from Brooklyn.
Here we go. Hair on CKG 90.3 FM.
My fan by rhyming. Got the pounds in the truck and it's my last gun. See 12 full speed, we flying. Quick trip to the 6 on the highway lit, touchdown, hoodies, doofy styling. And it's tough to talk, it flops, young shorty like me, still climbing. And I heard that cap, who's your cast and the rats, it'll do some. And I heard that bum ass shit, who ain't got no fun, so to say some. Come and do some, come and try some. We was right there at your door, you still ain't did none. So I'm credit for shit that my mama did. Where you at, come and show me the ever. With me and Sir Rat, now my bros out together. They was there from the start, I can never forget. Once I get it again and again. Once I got it, they got it, I put that on everything. Moved out the project, but still got some projects to check on my list. I just gotta go through it. Like Nike, I'll do it, I'm getting right to it. I'm getting right through it, I know it. Be hating and showing. I'm ducking the shade that he throwing. Once I get it again and again. I don't need me no friends, I just need me to end. I'm high from think it's time to repent. Do with me, gon' ride to the end. We started together, we'll finish together. We better each other, we more than just friends. It took us some lessons to learn how to win. I'm counting my blessings, I know that I sin. And we gon' take a phone, you peons, let's go. And we gon' send them all like DM, let's go. My n***s on bully mode, fake town now, we don't f*** those, huh. What's love, which is I so dumb, no it's I got plenty, huh. I can fall in love, think I'm way too numb, and he's not worth it, huh. I've been scarred by love, been above me, on to love, I'm allergic, huh. Man, I heard that cap ass, who just caps and rats, it'll do some. And I heard that bum ass chick, who ain't got no fun, try to say some, huh. Come and do some, huh. Come and try some, huh. We was right there at your door, you still ain't did none, huh. Man, I heard that cap ass, who just caps and rats, it'll do some. And I heard that bum ass chick, who ain't got no fun, try to say some, huh. Come and do some, come and try some. You were right there at your door, you still ain't dinner. And the don't play around, this ain't no playground. My Zaz was making noises, got that loud sound. Tryna down, please don't do that. If you try to bet on me, I'll let you go double.
Hello, this is Alex from Sony Pril Popolo, and I'm back on CKUT. Yeah, what you just heard, Hair, and then Leah Cloud, who will both be performing with Ronnie, Digit Pacifier, Dick Reezy, Z, and La Femme this Thursday at La Salarosa. Coming up next, we have Cola, which is a band that has some of the previous members from Ott in it. And after that, You Do Right.
Please,
Next up, we've got Paranoia by Blemish.
We'll be right back.
Hello, it's Alex from Sony Pro Popolo, and we're here on CKUT. You just heard DJ Pacifier, and before that you heard Rival Envy. And now you're about to hear Z. DJ Pacifier, Z, Takery Z, Hair, too. There was going to be a lot of people playing on Thursday, and you should come. So enjoy the music. Bye. Hello. This is Alex from Sony Pro Popolo. You just heard Tejana, who will be playing with Chimbitas on the 23rd. And before that, you heard Digital Polyglot, who may be DJing for House of Barbara's Carte Noire on the 24th. Wanted to say thanks for having me on air today. And
thanks for coming.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Hope you guys have been enjoying the hype music to get home to. Gonna put my last track on, another DJ Pacifier song.
Tell me how it used to be. Would you go along with someone like me? If you knew my story word for word, had it on my history. Would you go along with someone like me? How did you fall and had my share? I didn't hit me well. Oh, we don't care about the young folks, talking about the young stars. Oh, we don't care about the old folks, talking about the old stars too. Oh, we don't care about the young folks, talking about the young stars. Oh, we don't care about the young folks, talking about the young stars. Oh, we don't care about the young folks. Oh,
disappear. No, you surprise me when you're thinking. I can tell there's something going on. Hours seems to disappear. Everyone is leaving, I'm still with you. It doesn't matter what we do, but we are going to. We can stick around and see this life through. And we don't care about the young folks.